Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to decluttering life's digital mess. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, refreshing, liking, commenting? You know that feeling when you put your phone down for just 5 minutes, and it feels like a whole hour has passed? Well, my friends, we've got ourselves a problem. We're living in a world where social media is everywhere, on our phones, laptops, even our TVs. It's designed to be addictive, with endless streams of content that keep us glued to the screen. But there's a fine line between staying connected and becoming consumed. Today, we're diving deep into navigating the tricky waters of social media addiction and finding that elusive balance online. Let me tell you, it's not about quitting cold turkey or demonizing these platforms entirely. It's about being mindful, intentional, and reclaiming your time. Think of it like this. Social media is a tool, just like a hammer. It can be incredibly useful for connecting with people, sharing ideas, and even making new friends. But if you're swinging that hammer all day without taking breaks, well, things might get messy, your hands could get bruised, and you might not get anything else done. So how do we avoid turning into those social media zombies? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your digital life. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing the problem. Are you constantly checking your phone, even when you don't have a notification? Do you feel anxious or irritable when you're offline? If so, it's time to take a closer look at your relationship with social media. 2. Set intentional boundaries. Treat social media like any other appointment in your day. Schedule specific times for checking and stick to them. Turn off notifications outside of those hours and resist the urge to constantly scroll. Remember, you're in control. 3. Curate your feed wisely. What you see online shapes your reality, so be selective about who and what you follow. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, envious, or stressed. Fill your feed with inspiring content, positive communities, and things that genuinely interest you. It's like decluttering your digital closet. Get rid of the old and bring in the new. 4. Embrace offline activities. Remember those things you used to do before social media took over. Read a book. Go for a walk, spend time with loved ones, learn a new skill. There's a whole world out there waiting to be explored. Schedule offline activities into your week and make them non-negotiable. 5. Practice digital detox. Take regular breaks from social media, even if it's just for a few hours or a day. Disconnect completely. Go on a hike, meditate, spend time in nature. Anything that helps you unplug and recharge. Trust me, your mind and body will thank you. Think about it like this. Imagine scrolling through endless pictures of perfect vacations, luxurious meals, and picture-perfect lives. It's easy to get caught up comparing yourself to others and feeling inadequate. But remember, social media often presents a curated version of reality. Those flawless photos rarely capture the messy, imperfect parts of life that we all experience. A friend of mine used to be constantly glued to her phone, always checking Instagram and Facebook. She'd feel anxious if she missed a notification or didn't get enough likes on her posts. It was taking over her life. One day, she decided to go for a week without social media. At first, it was tough. She felt disconnected and even a little lost. But after a few days, something amazing happened. She started noticing the little things in life, the beauty of nature, the warmth of a genuine conversation, the simple joy of reading a book. She rediscovered hobbies she'd neglected, spent more time with her loved ones, and felt a sense of peace and clarity she hadn't experienced before. So what are you waiting for? Start taking small steps today to reclaim your digital life. Set those boundaries, curate your feed, and embrace the offline world. You deserve to feel balanced, present, and truly connected, both online and off. Remember, this isn't about being perfect or going cold turkey. It's about finding what works for you and making conscious choices that support your well-being. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts, struggles, and victories. Let's declutter those digital distractions together and create a more mindful, fulfilling online experience. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.